Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, December 29th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Sri Lankan churches are devastated by the tsunami. Children's Bible clubs exceed expectations in Ukraine. And Latino believers get the tools they need to affect change on their college campuses. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While tsunami relief is flooding into East Asia, Christians are beginning to feel the incredible impact of the devastation. Back to the Bible, a worldwide Christian ministry dedicated to leading people into a relationship with Christ, has an office in Sri Lanka. James Kenaganayagam is their country director there. He says his staff escaped the wall of water, but many churches didn't.
Most churches in the provinces are in coastal areas. This tidal wave occurred on a Sunday morning while many were in church. Many have been killed within the church premises itself, mainly children and old people and women.
Back to the Bible is raising $400,000 for food, water, medicine, and other needs, which will help them share the gospel.
We'll trust that God will turn the hearts of the people in this situation, make it softer, so that they will believe and accept the gospel, as well as the truth of the Word of God.
To help Back to the Bible, go to our website. Next, food and supplies are pouring into South Asia and East Africa in what the United Nations says will be the largest relief effort the world has ever seen. Food for the Hungry's Beth Allen says they're strategizing to work with additional partners in the region.
Because we have our headquarters in Bangkok, Thailand, we already have people on the ground in Phuket, one of the worst affected areas in Thailand. We are working with churches in that area to be distributing at the very least food and water and other basic relief supplies.
Allen says their teams always look for opportunities to be the hands and feet of Christ in times of need. With millions displaced and a rising death toll in the tens of thousands, Allen says actions speak louder than words.
We're also extremely concerned about the emotional and the spiritual well-being of the people who have been left behind. And we're concerned about how we can use this opportunity to minister to those people. Whatever their religious background is, you would want to help them no matter what.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite the death and destruction in Asia, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan is praising God for the lives that were spared, because that's exactly what happened in the Andaman Islands.
We have 26 pastors and missionaries there, and we thought all of them lost their lives because some 6,000 people died there. And by the grace of God, their lives been spared, but some believers are also among the dead.
Prayer is needed for the GFA believers who are reaching out to the millions of displaced people. Yohannan says funding is also an urgent need right now.
Tens of thousands of people need help, food, shelter, blankets, and our missionaries are working day and night, also sharing the gospel with them. And while it is so sad, I must tell you, a lot of people are listening to the gospel and opening their hearts.
Meanwhile, Hope International's prayer was to have at least 3,000 kids attending Tomorrow Clubs each week by the end of May 2004. That goal has been exceeded. What's more, 4,000 children are now being reached in the 205 clubs that are operating across the country of Ukraine. Hope's vision is to have twice that number operating all across the country in the next 5 years. That's 20 clubs in each of the 25 regions of the country, reaching more than 15,000 children each week. And it's a major milestone for InterVarsity's Hispanic outreach. Latino students and faculty are holding their first national student conference this week, called LaFe 04. The meeting in San Diego, California, encourages attendees to embrace their identity as Latino Christians and develop evangelical witnessing communities on campus. Latino InterVarsity chapters exist at such schools as UCLA, UC Berkeley, UC Davis, and the University of Texas, El Paso. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to get involved in helping the victims of the tsunami in Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. There you can find out about organizations that are sharing God's love in word and deed in this time of incredible need. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.